have gathered to watch the opening of a memorial dedicated to those who took part in the D-Day landings. The memorial records the name of the 22,000 servicemen and women who died during the landings under British command. Its opening was live-streamed to veterans gathered at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair has urged people to get their vaccine. He's told the BBC's Andrew Marr programme that although it shouldn't be mandatory, it will open doors to travel.
I don't think you can make them mandatory, but I think, and this is what we're suggesting today, by making it clear that, for example, if you're double vaccinated, it should be much easier to come in and out of the country.
The Health Secretary admitted the Indian coronavirus variant has made decisions about the 21st of June unlocking more difficult. Matt Hancock maintained, though, that two doses of the vaccine still offer good protection against the Delta mutation, meaning the government's broad strategy remains on track. He said it was too early, though, to determine whether the date for ending all restrictions would be amended. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jack Wilfan.
Colourful,
coming up next,
colourful,
DJ Sly on Colourful Radio.
This is Colourful Radio. My name is Mac.
And I'm Delia Delore, also from Colourful.
So we were having a conversation about the whole COVID-19 situation. And I was reflecting back on when I first heard about the COVID-19. I know I was out of the country at the time and hearing it on the news. And then when I came back, I didn't hear that much about it up until I think, because I came back in January and then I heard it in February. Now I thought, now people are talking about it. When they started talking about it officially, obviously the Prime Minister came on and started talking about the existence of the virus. Do you remember what you felt or you thought when that happened?
I think that the first official announcement was very... It shocked us. We just didn't know what to expect. It was scary. I took a lot for granted, even things like care workers, healthcare workers, people, you know, living in homes, the families of people living in homes.
To reduce the infections, obviously social distancing, washing your hands, face coverings, and the lockdown. Now, when the lockdowns happened the first time round, again, I wasn't surprised. And I honestly wasn't surprised when it happened again. I personally, even now, will still make sure I've got a face covering when I go out. I will still social distance. When I've travelled on public transport, I have noticed the majority of people will still wear their face coverings. You do understand that there are those people who basically say, well, how come this vaccine is already here?
You've spoken to so many doctors. What have they said to you? Do you believe them?
Well, yeah. Over the year, I've spoken to many of the doctors. So I've actually asked them about all the misconceptions that people have had. And they actually said, well, because it's a derivative of SARS, they already had the building blocks of the vaccine already. So all they had to do was add these new versions to it. And then they were able to do it.
Let's tell our listeners about what's in the vaccine. I mean, we're not doctors, but I've heard things about all different things that are inside this vaccine, so you shouldn't take it. So I just wanted to mention it.
Yeah.
When I went to NHS Vaccine Facts, I read that the main ingredient of the COVID vaccine is water and that it contains a fragment of SARS-CoV-2 genetic material. The vaccines being used in the UK do not contain animal or fetal products, mercury or egg. Also, the Pfizer vaccine doesn't contain any alcohol. The AstraZeneca vaccine contains a very small amount of ethanol, which is less than what is found in natural foods like bread. I think of the COVID vaccine similar to the flu vaccine in that it's preventative, it's safe, and I've not had a flu for over 6 consecutive years because I've been taking the flu shots. My dad is diabetic and he took the shot. He had AstraZeneca and he was fine. I hope that we have encouraged everyone to think differently if you were in any doubt.
Well, everybody, stay safe. Make sure you cover your faces as well. Wash your hands too. Just make sure you keep those precautions in place. And we'll see you out there.
If you have questions about the COVID vaccine, search Vaccine Facts for information you can trust. From NHS Southeast London.
Were you persuaded to buy solar panels with assurances they would pay for themselves or even make you money? If those promises haven't come true and you bought your panels in the past 6 years with a loan from Barclays, Shawbrook, Creation or Ecano, then you may be entitled to thousands of pounds in compensation. At Solar Claims UK, many of our clients receive their settlement within 4 weeks. So text SOLAR to 60777. Text SOLAR to 60777 now. You don't need a claims management company to make a claim, and if successful, you can refer it free to the Financial Ombudsman.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Colorful.
and you're tuned in to Sly.
They just can't stop listening to you. Listening to you. Listening
times, are you ready to love me? To love me right? I've been through so much, so much hurt and pain. I can't afford to lose another hand. Dirty game.
What I gotta do to make you understand? As much as I love you, girl, a man is gonna be a man. I respect
you. It's like from Colourful Radio. I'm so super pleased this Sunday to be in conversation once again with another amazing artist. I've got to say, welcome along to Colourful Radio Soul and Reggae Sundays, the wonderful Gwen Yvette. Welcome to Colourful Radio.
Thank you, Sly. Thank you for having me.
Are you most welcome, and thank you for being there. I think we should say that, because I'm very envious of you at the moment, that you are actually not in America at the moment, but you are in the beautiful island of Jamaica, aren't you?
Yes, Kingston, Jamaica right now.
Wow, I'm so envious of you. Oh, goodness me. But you're having a great time, though.
I really am. You hear the wind rustling around me. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's lovely. Do you know what? It just sounds, and I can see the image as well. It just looks lovely. It really, really does. Okay, well, you know, I'm really enjoying your music. I've been listening to it, and I know you've been doing it for a little while. And I wonder if you could just tell our listeners that maybe don't know about Gwen Yvette, or maybe some that do, just about how that musical journey started for you and to where it's kind of taking you right now.
It started with me singing as a little girl. I started singing at 3 in the adult choir with my mom at church. And then from there, I sang in choirs, at church, the Sunbeam Choir, the young adult choir, on to high school. And I always participated in choir at school. And then talent shows and things of that nature. And we had a gospel choir in high school, which was really like my saving grace.
Wow.
And from there, I couldn't wait to get out and get to the big city and start my music career. And, you know, when I went to the big city, they weren't ready for me yet.
Oh, gosh.
They weren't ready for me
yet.
Basically, I heard you have a beautiful voice, but you don't have the look. Heard that over and over. You know, I'm plus size. I've always been a fluffy girl, and so that had a major impact in me starting my career in my youth when I felt like I was ready, but they weren't ready for me yet.
Do you know what? It's their loss. It's as simple as that. It's their loss. It's their loss. But we appreciate you. We appreciate you for your beauty and your wonderful singing talents. We really do.
Thank you.
So. tell us now, that first single, So In Love, it's a title that's so familiar, but let's tell us about the song itself, though, So In Love, because that was your debut single, wasn't it?
It was, yes. And I wrote that song along with Kim Ray, who is featured on it as well. And we wrote that song like in one afternoon. And that was, I was so super excited, of course, because that's my first single.
Yes.
And we still get a lot of love for that song. I just saw a video where they were line dancing to it in Brazil.
Wow.
Still get a lot of love for that song. Yeah,
that's incredible, because Brazil, I mean, I'm guessing that it's reached other parts of the world as well.
Yeah.
amazing, absolutely amazing. And that kind of led on to a new, well, a full album really, isn't it? Love, Dreams and Visions.
Yes, that was my debut album.
Yes, just tell us a little bit about the title there, Love, Dreams and Visions.
It was kind of like I tried to make myself find three words to kind of put it all together. Where I was at, as far as like releasing my first album at what, 45, I think.
Wow.
and what I wrote about mostly was love. And so, and of course, the pursuing the music has been the dream. So I chose those three words to kind of identify and tie it all together.
Yes, amazing. I mean, it kind of gets you thinking, because when you see the three words together like that, it, you know, it's not just a statement, it's like, okay, what does that mean? Do you know what I mean? So I kind of had to ask that question, really, like, you know. But how was the album received? Was it received very well? I'm guessing it was
very well received. I had no idea what to expect when I started releasing music. I just knew that it was, you know, what I wanted to do. And as soon as I did start releasing, I started to get tagged and post and find myself, because I would Google myself. So I'd see my name in podcasts, etc. And that's just how it took off. The UK love has been absolutely amazing from the beginning. So that's how it's been going. You know, that first album was very, very well received.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Tell us about the artists that you've worked with
that are in my bio, like Patti LaBelle and the OJs and Kim. They've all been artists that I have been blessed to warm up the crowd for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I'm reading it here. Carl Thomas, Keith Sweat, Shirley Murdoch, and Jeffrey Osborne, of course. What was it like working with Patti LaBelle?
It was awesome. Absolutely amazing. Because she was 74 at the time, getting ready to turn 75 years old. And you would just never know that. I mean, the power with which she delivered the entire show. You would never guess. I would think she's about my age.
Wow.
When she went on. Yeah, she really killed it. And I was so impressed that when I talked to her, she was just humble. Just another person to talk with, you know? I'm a Aretha Franklin fan. I almost said fanatic. And I'm an Aretha Franklin fan. She's my very favorite singer of all time. And so people have a tendency to pit Patti against Aretha and say, oh, she can't this like Patti, she can't that like Patti. And so all my life I've had this, like, you know, war with Patti.
Oh my goodness me.
I love Aretha. So when I actually got to meet Patti, I had to, you know, of course, she just killed all of that.
Yes.
She killed all of that, because she was just a beautiful person and she was an amazing artist.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen her once before when she's come over to the UK. She is fantastic. She really, really is. Yeah. What did you kind of take away? You know, if you were like, kind of like, you know, you're starting your musical journey and you're seeing, you know, Patti LaBelle there performing and doing, what did you take away as, do you know what, this is what I need to do? What would you have taken away from her there?
Oh, One thing I definitely saw her do, and I was so embarrassed about it after the fact, I wore flats, and she had on heels, like, the whole time. She changed outfits, she changed shoes, but she wore heels the entire time. And I'm saying, if she's 74,
yes,
and she can wear heels for her hour and a half or 2 hour show, whatever, you can definitely do better than flats. I had on, like, slippers. I got these slippers in Ghana. And I intended to wear some Chucks, but the gold in the Chucks didn't match the gold in my shirt. And I changed my mind about wearing the Chucks and just wore the slippers. And I was so embarrassed. I said I shouldn't have Chucks or slippers. I should have had some pumps.
Right, so amazing. What I learned from her
is that definitely that this is something that I can continue to do as long as I take care of myself. And preserve my voice. There wasn't any, you know, the rituals, the tea, the not talking,
yes,
not having conversations and all of that beforehand.
Sure.
It was awesome.
No, it sounded.
She was off stage, you know, she took the shoes off and at the when she got backstage, she took them off and just walked back slowly. But I couldn't blame her because it was such a amazing night and she'd done so much for so long.
Amazing. Sounds like it was an absolutely fantastic show.
I waited until the end to get to talk to her a little bit and she was just so gracious and humble.
That's lovely. That is a really lovely story, Gren. It's a lovely story.
I have a selfie from that night that I took. I just turned. She and Shirley Murdoch were right behind
me. Wow, yes.
Shirley Murdoch was like serenading her. And I'm just like so giddy. I was getting it on video. Everybody's like looking and I'm just like, oh my God, is this really happening?
Oh, fantastic.
I was totally acting like a groupie. And I turned around and got a selfie with the two of them. So I thought that was really cute.
Yes. No. Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay, so if we come forward to 2021 now, you're back with a can I call it an EP?
You can. I called it a single because they said, you know, that, or they say, that if it's three or less songs, it's a single. It has to be at least four songs to be an EP. So there's only three tracks. So I was like, okay, it's a single.
Because I was looking at, I said to myself, this looks like this sounds like an EP, you know, it's three tracks. Yes. But yeah, I mean, look, it's just great music, isn't it? It's just fantastic music. You've got I tell you what I've done. I've written three words that first came into my head when I listened to the songs. But I'd like you to describe each of those three songs independently. But for the first one, which was Dirty, featuring Daryl Jordan there.
Yes.
The first word that came into my head was story.
Uh-huh.
But you tell me about the actual song now. But that was the first word when I'm listening to it.
Right.
I just jotted down story.
Yeah, well, that one, it's like this. So much of this whole EP or this whole single is about the other side of love for me. Like my Love Dreams and Visions album had a lot of pretty love songs and they all talked about, you know, the giddy side of it, the butterflies,
sure,
the holding hands and just being in love. But we all know, most of us anyway, know that it doesn't stay there. It's not there all the time. There's another side to it. And so this BS with Love project is about that side of love. And so Dirty is talking about basically like the man, I'll give you some lyrics. He says that he loves me and I'm his queen and we could have a good life if I just let him be. And so my response to that is, are you telling me that I should join the Peace of a Man party? I love me some Betty Wright, but man, forget you and Mr. Charlie, because it's like he's trying to make me accept his infidelity. And I'm basically saying, you know what, I'm through with this dirty game of love.
Right, I've got you.
So, yeah.
I've got you. I knew
Sarah Jordan, he did an amazing job. He's a funk majesty.
Yes.
But he joined me on this, and I truly appreciate it. He because of the way that he sang his part, made me rev up how I sang the end of the song. So, shout out to Daryl Jordan.
Yes, yes. No, indeed, indeed. It certainly is a great song, and you've kind of just explained it there, the actual, I was right, story.
story
behind it. Okay, these are just words that came into my mind as I was listening to it. It might be different for anybody else. Do you know what I mean?
I'm hoping you'll forgive me and come back home. Baby, I'm
sorry for the wrong I've done.
Sorry.
I want you to come back home.
For all
sorry I've for done. The wrong I've done, I feel so all alone. Come back home.
But then both got a ways to go. You need a little more attention, babe, 'cause I'm always on the road. Boy, you know this life chose me, and I truly hope you can understand.
Sorry for the wrong I've done. I feel so all alone.
So if I go on to sorry now, the word that came into my mind, I don't know why it came into my mind, but it did. The word that came into my mind was saying. So it could be different things, but that was a word that came into my mind when I was listening to the song Sorry. It was like saying, okay, maybe you're saying something,
maybe,
or it's
I'm
a saying
sorry.
yeah exactly, but that was a word that came into my mind.
For me, sorry is like a collective apology to love's lost. In past relationships, I've had issues with infidelity. And I kind of always felt like, because I wasn't the one cheating, that I was almost kind of flawless or blameless in whatever problems the relationship had. And so I guess I came to a place where I recognized that that was definitely wrong. Mm. And that I do have some fault or some portion of blame to bear, even though I wasn't the person who, you know, went out and got involved in other relationships. So, and I know sometimes women, as women, we have a hard time just saying sorry. If you hear songs that are apologizing, it's mostly dudes. Don't do that. Don't do that publicly.
Yeah. Goodness me.
So that was another factor for me choosing to write this song. I heard the groove, and I felt like it was like kind of an old school, like some of the more maybe Motown type male groups would do something like that, especially on like the chorus. And so I fell in love with it. But that's the story behind it.
Yeah, no, fantastic stuff, really, really is, you know. Just before I move on to the third and final piece, BS with love, I mean, we don't need really any explanation for that, really, do we? We don't.
I started to say B-side,
yes,
of love.
Right.
I started to say B-side of love, and then I researched it, because like you mentioned earlier, I'm backtracked. With So In Love, there's so many songs called So In
Love.
I didn't even realize that until I until after mine was released. I'm like, that, and so before I name anything these days, I do some research. And so, yeah, B-Side of Love has been used, and it had been a little gap, so I could have definitely gone there again, but I decided to do the BS, like, and play on it like PS.
Yes.
Yeah, so I decided to do the BS with love.
Is it safe to say that you're comfortable however anybody wants to interpret it? As long as they're enjoying the good music, they can interpret it in that way. Because you haven't actually spelt it out on the actual artwork as such. It's just the initials there, so people are going to come in, you know, they're going to think about whatever they want to think initially, isn't it?
Right, and I'm okay with that. That's one of the things that I absolutely love about this, you know, music thing. People feel and interpret things differently.
Yes.
We can have 10 people listen to the exact same thing and they could each have a different interpretation, and that's just awesome.
Yeah, amazing. That brings us very nicely on to, well, the word which came into my mind, the first word was classic. And talking about Neither One of Us, I'll let you explain.
That is definitely a classic. My, like I said, Aretha's my favorite, but Gladys is a super close second for me. I absolutely love the Empress of Soul, and she, Neither One of Us, is my favorite song of hers to perform.
Wow.
And I had a video that I recorded myself singing, like on a karaoke site some years ago, and that video was pulled from my YouTube channel and placed on Facebook, and it had it's close to 4 million views.
Wow.
It's been shared over 100,000 times and probably about 15,000 comments. People just, you know, have so much to say about that song. So I felt like I wanted to go ahead and do a professional recording of it and release that. And of course, nothing but love towards the Empress.
Wow.
To sing her song, because I researched that and I noticed that nobody else had released a cover of that.
Mm-hmm.
At least I couldn't find one.
Right, okay, yes, yeah, yes.
I couldn't find one. I'm sure they're out there.
Yes.
You know, like live shows, but to go in the studio and record it and release it, I couldn't find one.
Right.
So I didn't want to, I hope it didn't definitely come across to anyone that to be disrespectful or that I felt like I could in any way, shape, or form mess with the Empress, because she's in a world by herself.
Yes. No, I'm sure you've done the whole project justice. I'm totally sure of that one. Do you know what I mean? Kind of thing. And it's sometimes nice to know how the artist, you know, like the original artist, would say or what they would think about a particular song which has been done over. I don't know if you managed to ever get in contact with Gladys at all. Did you know?
I have not.
Not as yet.
Have not. I saw where someone commented on that video saying that they were friends with her and they were going to make sure that she sees it.
Yes.
But I never got any feedback.
Yes, yeah. Well, you never know. You know, you never know.
And I mean, the version that I recorded and released is very different. Like, because my team, as I recorded, I thought the version just before this one was my sweetest one.
Mm.
But they kept saying, I sent it out to 10 people on my team to listen, and the feedback from 8 of the 10 was, make it more your own.
Right.
It still sounds very Gladys-y. Make it your own. So that's when I went back into the studio the last time, I practiced and prepared. It took me a year almost, maybe a month shy of a year to get the version of this recorded that I felt comfortable with.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, because it is such a classic.
Yes.
You know, it's like you can't come out here playing with a classic. You're gonna kill yourself before they even know your name.
Oh, incredible.
So I went back in the studio that last time with the feedback that I gotten from the team, and And so I you know, put some put some more Gwen Yvette on it.
Mm.
And I think I reached the goal.
Yeah, no, well done. It's a nice song, and well done in putting it together, and giving us a single or EP. I'm still not sure if it's a single or an EP. For me, it's an EP.
Yeah, I wanted to call it an EP too. I was like, you know, but they say it's a single. If it's
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be at least X amount of minutes or at least 4 tracks to be considered an EP, and I'm right. I consider a single to be one song.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I know you can get a single with an A side and a B side, yeah. But you'd still, in this day and age, say it's an EP. But anyway, we digress. Everyone, go out and purchase BS with Love by Gwen Yvette. Now, Gwen, tell us where they can actually do that.
You can do that on my website first, GwenYvette.net. That's with the Y, GwenYvette.net. And, of course, wherever you download and stream, if you don't want to purchase from my website, wherever you download and stream, you can add me to your playlist, iTunes, Spotify. Should be on Pandora, I'm not sure. But it's been released for all the digital platforms. So.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff indeed. And you've given us your website there. Your social media links, I'm guessing, are on your website, aren't they? Where people can just click and follow you and interact with you.
They are on my website, yes. IG. It's Gwen Yvette Sing,
mm-hmm.
And on Facebook it's Gwen Yvette. So you can find me. I tweet, but not too often.
Okay.
Every now and then I get in a tweet.
Yeah. Everyone kind of likes their different platform, isn't it? Some people like the Facebook, some people like the Instagram, some people like the Twitter. It's, you know.
It's crazy. You get to be different people on each
one. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I have my mom. And, you know, other elders on Facebook. So yes. There's certain things I might say, you know, as an adult that I just will not say on Facebook because my mom and other elders would see.
Wow.
I'm from the South, you know, we're real big on our elders.
Yes, big, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On respecting, so. even at nearly 50, I have to monitor myself.
Yeah. Incredible. Oh wow. Oh gosh. Look, it's wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, you know. And wishing you every success with what's going on at the moment, of course, with the single, the EP.
Yes, thank you.
UK 2020. What year are you putting on coming back to the UK? 2020.
2022 at the latest, hopefully.
Latest, wow.
I came in 2019.
Yes.
With the Soul Jones collection.
Oh, yes.
And then I came back in March of 2020.
Just before it's kind of started, isn't it? Yeah.
But I tell you, I landed back in in Newark.
Yes.
At the same time, I started getting text messages that things were canceling. shows that I had coming up were canceling.
Yeah.
I was in Newark Airport and the phone just would not stop. Like, yeah, we're canceling this, we're postponing that. I was like, oh Lord, here we go.
Yeah.
And that same week that I got back, the same day that I got back, as a matter of fact, the president at the time in the U.S., shut down flights from everywhere.
Yes.
So people were calling like, did you get home? Are you stuck overseas?
Yes, yeah. It's like something we've never ever seen before, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
So we just hope and pray that better days are on the way. We really, really do. Yes. Gwen Yvette, it's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. And enjoy Jamaica. You were making me so envious of Jamaica. Oh, gosh, that sunshine. Oh, the water. Yeah. Yes. Oh, man. But
you gotta get out here the first chance you get.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you enjoy, and hopefully we'll see you in the UK sometime soon, and yes, we'll be able to take in your beautiful music.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. Gwen Evert.
Wants to be the first to say it. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say it. Neither one of us hey, wants to be the first to say farewell, my love, goodbye.
Man, that was nice, wasn't it? That was nice. We played you, of course, three great pieces of music there. Neither One of Us just then, in between part one and part two of the interview, sorry. And with Daryl Jordan, we played you Dirty. In conversation this Sunday with the wonderful Gwen Evert this Sunday, and I really did enjoy that conversation, as she was all the way in Jamaica as well, on the line there. And certainly make sure you do check out her music and support independent artists. It certainly is the way to go. All right, let us continue with some more great music right here at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays as we continue now. And something brand new from Ronnie Harrell featuring Gary Poole. We're getting it on for you right here, right now at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays with myself, Sly. And this, a kind of a throwback now to Skipworth and Turner's Thinking About Your Love. This is Thinking About Your Love, the DJ Spin and Real Soul when Radio I edit.
I got you in my dreams, love is creeping deep inside my veins. I don't know why it's coming over me when I wake up. And you, will I be out of nowhere? Walk into my life, you didn't give me no a chance to run that high. Fall in love, spend the whole day, girl, thinking about your love. Girl, I'm thinking about your love. Never knew it could be so good. Thinking of your tender touch. Never knew I could kiss so much.
Thinking about you,
I can't
stop thinking about your love.
Can't stop thinking about your love.
Can't figure out.
I do, got to go to work, but it's
Colorful Radio.
Future and classic soul and reggae with Sly on Colorful Radio.
Yeah. Where are the ladies at? Come on, y'all. Tonight, we're gonna turn up a little bit. We're gonna step into love. We're gonna step into love. There she goes. The one that warms my heart up just by side. Alone. I doubt she knows exactly what she's doing, but that's for me to know. I heard that she likes dancing, my first step to romancing. Can't wait to hold her close and swing from coast to coast. We gon' have a party, I'm inviting everybody, and she's gon' fall in love. Step into love, baby, tonight we gon' step into love.
Steppers tune, isn't it? It really, really is. Loving that one. That there, Reggie Myrix and Noel Gordon together, Step Into Love. That's the Nigel Lois remix for you. Just in front of that one, George Anderson featuring Joyce San Mato and Love Makes You Feel the Pain. Very nice, that one is there. Using a break of Outstanding. Yes, indeed, Outstanding underneath that one. And we also played the music from Ronnie Harrell featuring Gary Poole there on lead vocals and Thinking About Your Love, DJ Spen, and Real Soul Radio Edit Mix was the one which we played for you right there, of course. Right here at Colourful Radio, Soul and Reggae Sundays with myself, Sly, as we cruise you through the afternoon, Destination 7 this evening. Thank you all for your listening ears, your musical listening ears, as we embark on that journey each and every Sunday from 4 in the afternoon. All right, let us continue with some more super music as we head our way towards 6 now. Music from Abel Miller, a super track, a really super track, which is entitled Forever More. That's on Ariwa Sounds, on that iconic, of course, record label there. Also, music from sax man Jerry Johnson and his rendition of the classic Groovin' For You in a sax style, of course. Also, UB40, brand new music from them featuring House of Shem and Message of Love. And then we're going to round it up as we head our way just before 6 with Reggae Rose featuring Rankin Joe and Donovan King J with Mr. Bossman right here at Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays. Keep it where you got it. It's Colourful Radio. And of course, we're broadcasting 24/7, 365 via DAB Radio in and around London and surrounding counties, and also via colourful.com.
Wow, you're in tune to DJ Sly on a Colourful Radio. This is Bubba Blackstar, and I'm tuned in, and I'm saying, tune in!
Right back.
DJ Sly on Colourful Radio. New future and classic soul and reggae with Sly on Colourful Radio.
Try.
faith and trust, you know we're strong. Oh, oh. Look around you, what you see, there's lots of problems. Oh yes, for your children, keep tradition going on. Oh yeah, 'cause this is a message of
live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have announced the birth of a baby girl. Lilibet Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor was born on Friday in Santa Barbara, California. It's the couple's second